This is Ozarks at Large. Kenny Washington grew up in maybe the best American city for music, New Orleans. He says he was immersed in music everywhere growing up, so it's not surprising he became a professional musician. A vocalist who takes cues from all kinds of influences, Kenny Washington will be the guest artist in the first KUAF Summer Jazz Concert, Sunday afternoon, taking place at 21C in Bentonville. Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's program Shades of Jazz, recently talked to Kenny Washington about his career, which, it turns out, began at a very early age in New Orleans.
When I was a kid, going to church every Sunday with my mom and listening to the choir singing and the preacher singing and the deacons and deaconess in the church, elders of the church singing. So just surrounded by music all the time, and that's not even including the music going on in the French Quarter, street musicians, and at the time, it was quite a few local jazz clubs in the Quarter still playing the authentic sound of New Orleans. And that's what I grew up around listening to, all of my childhood, so...
And you were performing at a very early age as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I sang in church, the grand... parents of the church, they would get the kids together and they would have us do little plays, during the holidays and Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas time. And it was the whole thing. We'd have costumes and they'd give us little lines to say, And that was my first training ground, just singing in church.
Well, that's the best. I mean, when it's just integrated into your whole life, I think it means more than if you're forced to take piano lessons or something like that,
Well, my daddy did try to force me to play piano because I had a first cousin that was an incredible piano player, and he was a monster musician. So my daddy wanted me to be like him, so he tried to force me to play piano around the age of 8. So, and I hated it, And I'm sorry I didn't take interest and keep it up.
Well, I think as 8-year-olds, we all have a lot of distractions in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But then as a student, you studied music, and I also understand you not only sang, but you also played saxophone when you were a student.
Yeah, I started playing when I was in high school, playing alto sax.
Do you still play at all?
At home, yeah. Yeah, I don't do anything on gigs. Yeah, I played through high school and some in college and 7 years in the military. So,
man.
And all through that, I was still singing.
Well, it's interesting because when I hear you sing, there's this... your traditional quote-unquote singing, which I feel is lyrical and inspired, is really a wonderful thing to hear, but your vocal style also retains a very instrumental and virtuosic quality.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their lights can't hold a candle.
I consider you a vocal improviser out of that rich tradition of performers like Eddie Jefferson and Mark Murphy and Sheila Jordan and, of course, Bobby McFerrin, just to name a few. And I wonder how much of that was inspired by studying the saxophone.
Well, yeah, because it's, the vocalizing is definitely related. And when you're scatting, scatting is emulating the sounds of people improvising on the instruments, especially the trumpet or saxophone, like the two main instruments that anybody vocalizing and scatting would want to imitate or, you know, listen to the lines and the harmonics and the patterns that they play within the song, within the chord changes. I started listening to jazz singers, you know, like Ella and Sarah Vaughan and Mel Torme, which are my top three jazz vocalists. You know, and you're subconsciously remembering Louis Armstrong, you know, and the recordings that you heard as a kid, what he was doing, you know. You're not really paying attention, but you hear it, and later years go by, and you just, you know, you remember that.
When you completed your service in the Navy, is that the time that you decided to move to the West Coast in the Bay Area?
Well, that was Uncle Sam's decision. That wasn't mine. I had to come here to out-process when I left the Navy. I was in Japan. That was my last duty station. And I had all my storage was here in Alameda. Mm-hmm. I had to come here to out-process in San Francisco. So I just stayed here. I always liked California, but I'd never been in Northern California before. I knew I wasn't going to go back to New Orleans because I couldn't make a living there.
You've carved out quite a niche for yourself. I mean, not only as a singer, but as a very unique singer. And, you know, you've been the featured artist on a handful of just amazing recordings. Your work with Mike O'Neill's quintet has received critical acclaim. You've recorded and toured with the legendary vibraphonist Joe Locke. And Joe, in fact, also, he appeared on one of the recordings with Michael O'Neill's quintet.
With Mike, yeah, he did.
Imagine here alone with a lover unlike no one. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. I wanna be living for the love of you. It's for the love of you.
Tell me about your work and recording with the All Body Band.
Oh, Keith Terry and Slammin'.
Yeah.
I did that for a few years, yeah. Keith Terry is a very talented guy, and I met him at a jazz camp in La Honda, California, which is in Northern California, you know, out in the woods. And we did it's a week-long camp, and he got a few of us together to perform for one of the faculty nights performance. And after camp, he decided to try to keep us together. So, yeah, you guys want to do a few gigs here and there? And before you know it, it's a few years gone by, and we're still going. So that was a fun experience because I'd never done, you know, acapella vocalizing before, and it was good training.
Oh, I'm sure, and really more than that as well. I mean, beatboxing and body music.
Yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And always unplugged. I mean, it was just.
Oh, always, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, we rehearsed. We had to have some kind of format and, you know, organization to the performance, but half of it was improvising.
Very cool.
Just making it up on the spot.
Forward and fayaka. Manacle and then go saka.
For your appearance as part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series coming up July the 19th at 21C Hotel up in Bentonville. You'll be playing with a quartet that you've never worked with before, Claudia Burson's group, and you'll be the featured artist. How do you approach situations with new musicians?
Well, we have the one thing in common that's the most important is the music. So even though you're meeting people for the first time, and then you're performing with them at the same time, it can work, you know, because the personalities are put aside and the music is at the forefront. So, you know, and we all have that language in common. So it's not an easy thing, but it helps to have that relationship with musicians from anywhere, you know.
Are you?
Because I work with people for the first time quite a bit, you know, at least the last 4 or 5 years, because I've been traveling just a little bit more than I used to. So you do run into people that you're meeting for the first time and working with for the first time. But when you get on stage and perform the music, you all have that you know, similar knowledge of what's supposed to go on musically, and it'll, you know, it'll just fall into place. You know, sometimes it doesn't, but a lot of times it does. You know, I was in Copenhagen for the first time this year, at the beginning of this year, and same thing, working with a trio that I never met before. I'm in a country that I've never been to before. And it was a marvelous time. We had a great time.
Kenny Washington will be the guest artist Sunday afternoon at 3 at 21C Hotel in downtown Bentonville as the 17th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series opens. Kenny Washington talked to Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday and Saturday night from 10 until midnight. This year's season for the Jazz Concert Series also includes the annual Composer Showcase Concert, featuring Northwest Arkansas musicians and ensembles performing original compositions. That concert is scheduled for Thursday, August 13th, beginning at 7 p.m. at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. For more information about either concert or about the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, the presenter of the annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, you can go online to digjazz.com.